The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, the Olympics.
Now, you had a tremendous amount of success in the Olympics.
Nick Bonino.
Hey, guys, what are your thoughts on Nick Bonino?
Yeah, I like Nick Bonino.
Who?
Nick Bonino.
Walker Buehler.
With all due respect, this guy isn't exactly Rick or Henderson. Look at his bump. He's got a little pitcher bump, skinny legs. No, I took a hard look at it. Got to do your research, right?
Chocolate bars.
Look at some of these people. Snickers, caramel, Butterfinger. I don't even know what a forfeit it is. Eat more. Oh, Henry, all taken before the original candy bar.
It's time for Struds On.
The Buffalo Sabres. The Sabres have become my new Ottawa Senators because every day there's something new. And the Sabres group, the team, had their exit interviews today. And, you know, you could always kind of tell what the players are thinking, but they don't always say it. So Rasmus Ristolainen, a big right shot defenseman, been with that group for that team for a long time. He said this. When he was asked about, maybe perhaps getting moved, he said, and I quote, "I'm open for all ideas. Right now it's hard. Obviously the season just ended. So yeah, I'm frustrated and I'm pissed and it sucks. So I told Adams, the general manager of the team, I'm open for all scenarios, staying or if he trades me, I'm fine with that too." He goes on to say, "We have to get to the playoffs next year. For me, it's either here or hopefully somewhere." So that's, I believe, as much as the player can say, saying, "I want to be traded," without actually saying it. And it is, unfortunate. He's been there a long time, but I get the frustration, you know, like he's been there and nothing has happened positive really since he's been there, and always new promises, new general managers, new coaches. And then Jack Eichel went up and he talked about how he's not really thrilled with the way it's gone. He's upset about it's been. Then he said there's been a lot of disconnect between him and the Sabres, since his injury and all that stuff. It's a really difficult time when you are in a bad team. Everything is negative. There's winning and then there's losing, and that's it. There's nothing in between. And you know, there was some hype, there's excitement about this team, what they could have been done or could have been accomplishing. They brought in Taylor Hall, and just nothing went well this year. Just a complete wreck. New GM shortly ago. There'll be a new coach, whether the same one stays or goes that they have now, but. It's a crazy time to be a Sabre. And if you're Jack Eichel or Rasmus Ristolainen, can you really look at that team and think you're going to turn it around in a year or 2 years? You know, it's a difficult belief to think that this is going to happen right away. So your clock's ticking and you want to get on somewhere that you can play. So again, I'm not saying these guys are asking for trades. But when you read and you go back and hear them talking, it's definitely clear that they're looking for a fresh start, a very big fresh start. And I think they do want trades out of there. They didn't say it, and I'm not saying Jack Collins asked for one, but I bet you behind the scenes, those are the types of conversation they had. Because what is Adams going to say? Well, we're going to get better. Okay, well, thank you. I believe you, but I've been here for X number of years, and nothing has really changed. The Sabres are in the same spot they were. Yeah, they've got Jack Eichel. Yeah, they've got some other decent young players, but not enough around them. They've got some odd contracts. They've got some issues. So, you know, if not now, when? When is it going to be happening? And I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens there. Because, Greg, this offseason, the Sabres are my number one team to watch. Them and the Rangers, to see how that all plays out.